At the U.S. Open at Pinehurst in North Carolina last weekend, Martin Kaymer ran away from the field. He won by 8 strokes. Eric Compton finished in a tie for second place. Second place in a major championship would be a big deal for most golfers, but it isn't usually big news. But the 34-year-old's circumstance is unique. He has undergone not one but 2 heart transplants. Eric Compton, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me on.
First of all, congratulations on a great tournament. You were one of just 3 golfers to finish under par for the Open. That must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, the par I made on the last hole to finish in the red was very special. For the fans to be behind me and cheering for me, it was really, really a special moment.
You had your first heart transplant 22 years ago. You were only 12 years old. Why was that necessary at that point?
I was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy dilated at the age of 9, so the heart was slowly weakened. You know, I had my first transplant for 17 years. I went to University of Georgia on a golf scholarship, and I turned pro after my sophomore year, having had some success at PGA Tour level tournaments as an amateur. You know, I had my second transplant at the age of 27.
Well, I want to get to that, because that story of the second transplant is a fairly hairy story, a wild trip to the hospital, among other things. Tell us a little bit about that day.
I was coming off of playing on the Web.com tour, you know, feeling tired, and went home, and I ended up having what they call a widowmaker heart attack. I had it at the hospital, and I drove myself there. You know, with a transplanted heart having so much damage, I needed to have a new heart, and I was fortunate to receive another one shortly after that.
How long were you out of golf entirely after that second transplant? Because it must have been a heck of a trauma.
I went straight back to the tour school 6 months later.
Wow.
But I was using a cart because I didn't have the strength, and slowly worked my way back into walking.
Is your training any different than the way anybody else on the tour trains?
No, not really. I mean, I play practice rounds, and when I'm at home, I run in the off season up to an hour without stopping. You know, I'm pretty physically fit. I might be more fit than some of the other guys.
I've seen them on TV. You're definitely more fit than some of them. You have been part of a campaign to raise awareness about the value of organ donation. No surprise there. But what do you tell people who are reluctant to become donors?
I just want people to have the same opportunity that I've had. My life-saving transplant and the fact that I've been playing the tour would not have been done if I didn't have my donor family.
Eric, this year you've made the cut at 14 tournaments. You've had 3 top 10 finishes. You've also tallied more than $1.6 million in earnings. Given all that you've been through, did you ever doubt that you'd be able to make it this far in golf?
Well, I've always dreamed of being back with my peers, and it's amazing what you can do when you have your health. You know, now I have a lot to look forward to. I'm in the Masters next year. I'm in the PGA Championship coming up. It's all exciting. A lot of great stuff ahead of us now.
Eric Compton is a PGA professional. He finished tied for second at the U.S. Open last weekend, and he's also a 2-time heart transplant recipient. Eric, thank you very much for speaking with me, and good luck going forward.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you having me on.